fucking forget names. You're ready to recap Vanderpump Rules with us. It's season 5, episode 9, Summer House Rules, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This song is a special request by Matthew Perrin tonight.
Oh, wow. On blast right out the gate. Uh-oh. She is on one tonight, folks. Get ready.
I think we're all on one, but yeah, I'm fired up for Matthew tonight. It is the Vanderpump Rules After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Megan Secker, and I'm so excited to be joined tonight by...
I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
I am Steve Jobs in my black turtleneck. And you can find me on all episodes. It's so perfect. It's freezing in L.A. This is Fern Rodette.
I'm dying in here, too. It's so hot. Why are we wearing the hottest building ever?
I'm sweating balls over here in my faux leather jacket. We're all sweating, but yet it's cold outside in L.A.
It really is.
Speaking of L.A., L.A. versus N.Y. in this Summer House Rules episode. How did you feel about the New Yorkers' thoughts on the L.A. girls and L.A. thoughts on New Yorkers? I thought they were pretty accurate.
I think they were pretty spot on.
Sheena was saying, like, I think their life sucks. They have to go to work Monday through Friday or whatever.
Go ahead.
No, you.
I feel like they captured my life, like, before and after. Like,
yes.
I was a lawyer in New York, had no control over my schedule. I did a summer share in the Hamptons, just like that. And you, like, work so hard and you never have time to yourself. And it's like, yeah, you make a lot of money, but it's, like, such an intense life. And then Sheena was like, now I, like, do what I want. And I don't, you know, she described my life in L.A. a little bit. So I'm like, yeah, happier on this side, but.
When I lived in New York, I feel like I didn't have time to go away on the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I never had a summer house.
I'm so much happier living here because I have the East Coast life where you do have to work Monday through Friday. I was also working on the weekends, and I never made enough money to have a shore. Like, we would always call it, like, a shore house because all the young Philadelphians would get houses at the Jersey Shore. And you call it the shore. You don't call it, like, the beach or anything. You call it the shore. So I never made enough to be in on any of that. And here, it's like Sheena said, every day is like Saturday or, like, Monday's the best day of the week for me.
Because every day is sunshine. Because in the summer, you're like, you have to pack in, like, the sun.
Right.
Because they have winter.
Right. We get such
here,
a great...
It's like summer all the time. Except today, which is why I'm in a turtleneck.
We've been having actual real winter this year.
I know.
So
it stinks.
Well, real winter meaning it's raining.
It rains a lot right now, which we haven't gotten for years. So thank the Lord, and we'll take it.
I like the rain.
I like it. It reminds me of having seasons, which
which we don't have here.
Which we don't have. This is going to sound like an a-hole thing to say, but, like, it does get a monotonous to have it be like 75 and sunny every day.
I said the same thing earlier today.
So it's nice to change it up, like, to not feel like I have to be outside being happy and sunny and, like, being active. It's
I
like
think
nice.
To myself, oh, the skies are gray. I love
it's
this.
It's nice to feel like you just want to put on some sweatpants and binge some Vanderpump Rules.
But speaking of the East Coast versus West Coast thing, I have results from last week's poll that I ran on Twitter. It was asking which team you would rather be on, Team Montauk or Team Sonoma. And 71% of people, we had a total of 535 votes, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
535 votes, 71% said hashtag Team Sonoma.
Woo, we were both on Team Sonoma, right?
Yeah. And Jay was with the 29% Team Montauk. He wanted to be skinny dipping with the girls. Hi, Jay, if you're listening, by the way. Jay will be back next Monday.
Yes. And meanwhile, in Montauk, Stassi's mentioning how she's kind of bummed on this trip because it was supposed to be four girls in serious relationships, so it would be stuff that four girls that are attached to someone would do and just be chill. But now she's painfully single, and everybody else is attached. Stassi also tells Katie, I thought this was a weird moment to, like, kick the episode off on, that she's, like, afraid of her. And she feels like she has to be really drunk to be able to go out and hang with Katie and
be on the prowl.
Right, be on the prowl looking for Mantail. When Stassi's telling you she's afraid of you, I feel like you must be coming across pretty scary.
And you could see the look on Katie's face, yes. It registered.
It took the wind out of her.
And then she moved right on. She skated right over it. Did you notice that?
I didn't. I thought, I really noticed how it took the wind out of her. And she, I couldn't tell if she was thinking, like, wow, that was a bitchy thing to say on camera. Or if it was like, am I really that bad?
That's what I thought it was.
Am I really that bad?
But what did Stassi mean? Like, she didn't mean you're being tequila Katie. She meant you're pressuring me to, like, find a guy. Right?
I think a mix
both.
Of both.
I thought it meant both. Like you drank so much last night that, and you were trying to pressure me so much into talking to guys, talking to strangers to try to hook up.
Right, okay.
That's what I thought it meant, a combination.
Okay.
Who knows?
I've never witnessed Tequila Katie.
In real life.
In real life.
I was going to say, on TV, honey, we saw her tonight. In real life.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Interesting. I also enjoyed the convo about what Stassi's into, like what she should tell a guy is like her encapsulation of her, really. She just likes murder and spray tans. That's pretty much everything.
I loved it. But Katie was like, don't tell people that.
Yeah, don't
I'm like, you should tell people that. Just be yourself. And you like cemeteries? Like, just be yourself, and then you'll find a guy who worked at a cemetery in high school, and you'll fall in love. Like,
exactly. Just, yeah. Listen to Fern, because Fern wrote an amazing book about just being yourself and not trying to be with the guy you think you should be with, and being with the guy that you just want to be with, and he's nothing like the guy you think you should be with.
Exactly.
Also, for those of you who were listening and watching, I am in the Vanderpump Rules chat room.
Yay!
So send us questions, comments, concerns. There might be some. People love your hair.
Oh, my God. Thank you. It looks like crap tonight.
No, it doesn't.
Listen, it looked flawless for like 4 days, and I was like dry shampoo around the clock.
And
it looked
Snapchatting.
Great. Oh, yes. And then I had to wash it last night, finally, and try to style it myself today, and it's so short, I literally can't like blow dry it with my round brush. I need to get like a smaller round brush, and it looks frizzled, frazzled, cracked out. Crazy.
It
Plus,
perfect.
It's really damp.
It looks perfect.
It always looks perfect.
Oh my God, it's like kinky
tonight.
And wild.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
I'll work on it.
I don't see one kink.
And people love you. Everyone is like, Fern, oh, Fern.
Oh, I love all of you.
They love you whenever you're not here.
God, stop it.
Yeah.
I love all of you.
When you're not joining us, it's like, oh, come on, Fern.
Oh, I know. I got to try to finish my second book. Stuff going on.
Fern's busy.
Yeah.
And her first book you can buy on Amazon.
Oh,
it's called
God.
Better in the Morning by Fern Rone.
Jewish mom I never had.
You have a Jewish mother-in-law, though, yeah?
I know. Yes, I do.
Hopefully, she's always funny.
Yes, I know. She's
but that is another after show.
That is another after show.
Speaking of New York, she's from New York.
Speaking of New York, we're going to flip it over to Sonoma's side. We see Jax being a jerk off to Brittany. So he had mentioned last week that he kind of tries to sabotage anything that's going really well. And he's trying to tell Brittany how to fold and pack the suitcase, which seems to me like something he'd want her to do for him anyway. So I don't know why he's butting in.
If she's going to do it and she's doing it, she seemed quite on top of it.
Right.
Let her do it. What do you care? What do you care?
He sounds like me. Like, I nag my boyfriend. This should be a red flag to me. I nag my boyfriend on, like, when I'm finally excited he's doing something domestic to help me out, I'll nag him that he's doing it wrong. Like, he sounds like the chick. Like, Jack, shut up.
Right.
Was he doing it for attention, or was he 100% serious?
I feel like he was serious.
Oh, you do? I feel like he was just kind of... At first, I thought it was, like, so stupid and over the top that he was just doing it to be funny.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe... And were they packed in the same suitcase? Like, one of them...
That's what it seemed like.
Have separate suitcases and problem solved.
Interesting. Maybe they flew Spirit Airlines and they didn't want to pay for the bags.
I feel like he admitted, though, that... Or someone said it seemed like the more that you talked, the madder she got. And he kind of had that smirk on his face, like, well...
Yeah.
It was all pretty childish.
I kind of bought it because I don't know. All of these storylines don't seem that dramatic to me this year, and I'm not that into it. Just going to say that. Just going to put that out there.
Out of the 5 seasons, this is my least favorite season.
Yeah. The problem is they're getting along. So we're trying to drag out some drama, like we said last week. They're trying to make something dramatic, and... The fact that we have to hear about Lala every single week when she's not even on it and they're just drumming up stuff means there's nothing going on.
But it's interesting because I think the girls are all saying it's their favorite season yet.
Right, to try to cover up the fact that nothing's happening and that people are saying nothing's happening and they're bored.
They need a new it's crop their favorite of waiters season. And waitresses.
Well, here's the thing. It's like it's their favorite season because they're getting along. This was fun for them to film because they're getting along. This was just going, hanging out with their friends every day, not being anxious over, so-and-so slept with my boyfriend. Now I want to commit suicide. Ooh.
Were we talking about this last week when we were saying that they hate the new blood? They hate James. They hate Lala.
I think it was last week.
Yeah.
Weeks ago.
I think that's why, because they are all like, this is my show. They don't like James. They don't like Lala. So I'm sure they don't want it to be a new crew, a new staff at Sur. Mm-hmm. That would probably satisfy Lisa's want of having it more about the restaurant if they just got a new group of people. But for 5 seasons, we've been attached to this gang.
Right.
But it's just sad this season to me.
Well, I think if they were to try to reinvigorate it with new people, I think I would kind of be like over and done with it.
Would you?
Oh, even if they gave the originals a new show to see them like doing Kristen doing her thing, like each of them doing their own thing.
Okay, I'd rather watch that. Yeah.
Instead of Summer House, I would rather see this cast graduate to their own show where we're not pretending to be a waiter and waitress.
Same. Because it's gotten to the point now where I'm like, we're pretending so badly.
Right.
I can't.
Well, the only restaurant scene tonight was when Lala went in to visit Lisa, which I know we'll talk about.
And also when Katie and her had a phone call about what are Katie's duties while she's away as her fake assistant, and she was at Villa Blanca.
Yeah.
Like standing at the host stand at Villa Blanca.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's been a long hour for you watching the show, has it not?
I need a nap.
Oh my God. Well, Kristen doesn't know what WASPy means, which I thought was funny. I don't know. I just thought everybody knew what WASPy meant.
Me thinks everyone knows what it means too.
Okay. And Stassi is pointing out that no one wants to go to this clam bake. Everyone was being a bit of a child about
and
going.
Yeah, I love the little montage they did.
It's a party. There'll be booze.
Right, exactly.
Who cares what they're serving?
Drink something else.
You girls are obviously not eating anyway.
Yeah.
Come on.
The magnum of rosé.
If anybody needs to know what to get me for any occasion, I will take a magnum of rosé. Fern So Sweet got me a bottle of rosé for my birthday.
Yes, I did.
Matthew's silent, hard that it's silent, by the way.
That's why it seemed awkward silence. I was actually laughing.
He was actually laughing so hard it was silent. Team Sonoma goes to NASCAR. We finally get to see them at NASCAR. In the most embarrassing moment of... I will put this up for the award for most embarrassing moment of this entire season. Tom gets his flat iron signed by a NASCAR driver. Stunned silence over here. Stunned silence.
I just have so much running through my mind about that because what I did like was how after it was signed, the race car driver said, oh, I've never signed someone's flat iron, and he signed it. How genuinely happy Tom looked that he got it signed.
Where does one carry around their flat iron for the rest of the afternoon while they're on a Ferris wheel?
Well, I feel
watching
like...
watching NASCAR.
I feel like Tom Sandoval would carry it in the pocket of his cargo shorts.
The big front pocket of his overalls that he flipped over down my
waist. Yeah, he had to have them both held up.
I know where he put it. In the cameraman's camera bag, or the audio guy's big audio pack they carry around.
One of the crew members carried it for sure.
Were you guys not grossed out by them on the Ferris wheel? Because it's like sitting closer than we are sitting to each other across from a camera crew, watching them make out and then pretend to hump.
Tom Schwartz had the best face of all time. When he looked at them, they were just, they were rubbing tongues. That wasn't even kissing.
Are you there?
Is that what you were talking about?
Yes, and also I wanted to bring up the fact that I didn't know that Tom could flat iron the white extensions.
Did you?
Because I thought they were like a like a flammable plasticky situation.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Did you see when he kind of like did this with his hair and and then it was like that single strand of white plastic just went...
I did not. I missed that part. But I'll have to watch later.
You have to go back. In my head, it had a sound effect.
This show, you know what I'm loving about these after shows is that, like, we're getting bored with the show, so these after shows become more and more messy and more fun. And I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Last week was definitely one of the most fun.
The best time I've had an after buzz in a long time.
It was just so silly.
Speaking of messy fun, Stassi and Sheena have probably just finished airing live on the East Coast doing Watch What Happens Live. So I'm excited to go home and catch what happened. Oh my God, so much news and gossip. So we should hustle through this.
Okay.
I have something really good about Sheena. We should hustle through this.
Ooh, I don't even know.
No, it's good. It just happened like right before I needed to start getting ready and leave the house today. It's so good. Okay. Girls go to what I call the cute romper clam bake because basically the girls look like they all chose their clothing from the same rack, from the same stylist, or like all went to the same boutique in the Hamptons together. And all wore an off-the-shoulder romper. But it was cute. It was cohesive. Mm-hmm.
I like when they were walking up, though. I thought it was cute when Stassi was like, okay, like, we're all dressed well. Like, we all fit in.
Oh, yeah. And then didn't one of the twins comment on it? Like, oh, you guys look so Hamptons or so Montauk.
Oh, we all went to Free People. Or whatever she said.
Wait, please imitate her again. That was the best.
Oh, my God. We all went to Free People.
Wait, that's a great impression.
She was like, you're wearing the two-piece just like me, Kristen. Right?
Excellent.
Isn't that exactly what the conversation
Perfect.
Was?
Yes. Perfect.
We're all laughing so hard. I had an issue with the way the men talk. So I have an
issue with... I've never seen you laugh like that.
I can barely keep it together. So I have an issue with... It's a certain class of men. So they've been raised wealthy, and they're privileged, and they dress very well.
They're douchebags, Megan.
Yes, and I can't stand the tone of voice. When I listen back to myself, I sound very much like a valley girl, and I will own that. And it doesn't sound like that to me right now while I'm speaking, but when I listen to myself, I'm like, oh, my voice is a little awful. But listening to men who are straight sound like valley girl, like young teenage valley girls. And these are men who are close to 30 at the summer house with like great important jobs that they make a lot of money at.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
What is this society coming to?
My name's Chandler and I'm an accountant. Like, it was totally like, wasn't it?
Somebody was like the head of a charity, like a nonprofit.
I'll have a glass of Sauve Blanc. Like, just so annoying.
Like, they couldn't wait to get their rosé on. Those men. Ugh. Anyhow.
Are we going to dissect each of the characters?
We don't have to, because I really couldn't care less about any of the Summer House kids.
What I am mad at...
Yeah.
...is that these idiots are going to be getting their own show.
Well, it's already started.
Yeah.
And I'm not watching.
No, so. I'm not either.
Good try, Bravo.
And I am glad that I am not part of that after show.
Well, let's hope it's only a 6-episode mid-season
No need
filler.
To make more stupid people famous.
Oh, wow. We are She is feisty tonight.
She is feisty tonight, folks.
So we meet the Summer House kids. Blah, blah, blah. New York versus LA. Da-da-da-da-da. New interview look for Stassi pops up. I don't remember seeing this one yet.
What was it?
It's a red... Her hair is, like, right down the middle and straightened, so it's, like, nice and slick. And then she's wearing, like, a red, I think, spaghetti strap dress and a lovely dark lip. But then she's wearing these necklaces that... I don't know if her mom makes them.
I know that her mom makes a lot of them, but I don't know that she makes all of them.
It looks like the one she's wearing looks like I've seen it before, like... Stassi, like, hawking it on, like, Snapchat and saying, like, where to get it.
Did you see the one that she wore last week? It was a bunch of white circles. It looked like those jelly peaches, like those candies.
I don't remember.
I love those.
The gummy, gummy peaches?
I was like,
oh my God,
nung.
I used to get like a whole bag of those and eat them as a teenager. Oh my God.
Yeah, you get full quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're filling.
Mm-hmm. Diet tips straight from LA kids. Yeah. Soak them into vodka first.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
The New Year's resolution starts in 2018. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Was it pretty? I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember it. Was it when they were out at dinner and those older men were hit on them?
I'd have to go back and look.
Okay.
But my first thought
so it wasn't memorable. Let's move on.
Okay.
I am on one, too, apparently. Sheena's grossed out by the food. Kristen won't eat. No big deal. I'm not surprised.
Where is her storyline this season?
Good point. Let's delve into that. Let's do a deep dive on that one. She doesn't have one, does she? It's like, were they filming something all along and basically it got cut out for storyline-wise for her?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Have you met her boyfriend?
Carter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he like a normal, nice guy?
I like him.
So that's what happens when you're like happy in a normal relationship. You're not reality TV fodder anymore.
Which I guess is good.
I'm fine with it. Because she went so extreme, you know, a couple seasons ago. Yep. It was like they couldn't make her look any more intense. And now it's like...
her boxing with Jax or her doing different forms of exercising or her in her relationship. But I'm glad for her because I think that... I do think that according to her storyline, she's maturing.
Yes, 100%.
Yep.
Which is why I feel like it's like they seem... halfway to where I thought, you know, like it's like I'm saying last week it's weird. In some ways they seem to have not matured at all. In some ways it's like, okay, they're matured, they're adults, let's move on to something else. This isn't working for me anymore. But
I could see how last week you thought they hadn't matured.
In some respects.
Well, and the week before that, at the pool party.
Oh, was that last?
Was it two?
I thought that was last week.
That last week made me upset.
Oh, that was two. Yeah. That was two episodes.
Oh, was it?
Back.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
okay.
Last week was part one of like Montauk.
Oh, you're right. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Speaking of going to Sonoma, the gang clogged the toilet and it cost them $150 in the RV. Thrilling.
Yuck.
Thrilling. We had to see that. That's definitely cutting room floor footage to me.
Totally. That's in that episode after all the season has aired. The outtake. Real.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That, like, cutting... What do they call it?
Yeah, the cutting room floor.
Like, secrets revealed. Yeah, secrets revealed. That's secrets revealed.
Something like that.
Well, there's no secret. Somebody clogged the toilet. The only secret is who clogged the toilet. Okay, flashing back to Summer House, we meet Carl. So Carl's got his eyes set on Stassi. Speaking of eyes, he said she has beautiful eyes. Then somebody randomly asks her about is she dating someone or have a boyfriend or something? And we finally see some emotion from Stassi. So.
In reality or in her interview?
In her interview.
Okay. I believed it when she was at the table and she's like, if I start talking about it, I'm going to start crying.
Okay.
That I bought. But it. The two single tears.
Okay.
One on each side. I just thought...
It looked a little fishy to me, but I want to say it's that they edited it too close to when it started happening. It's like they needed to have let the tape be rolling for a second before she cried.
I just didn't like the look of it, how they pieced it together.
Correct, because it looked like it was almost like they put eye drops in her eyes and then she just... It was like way too close to her. Yeah. It was weird. And Katie thinks Stassi needs to just buck up and do an OTPHJ, an over-the-pants hand job. I feel like this is
classless.
100%. But just 100% her being fed a line from a producer that she would never actually think of and say.
Right.
So I found this whole episode to be a little dry, lacking.
And overly produced.
Mm-hmm. Yes, overly produced.
And bad advice, by the way. Don't do that.
We see more
under the pants.
Exactly.
You know,
UTPHJ.
The only way to get over it is get
my
under
mom is so upset with me right now. Oh, she's listening.
She'll watch it.
She'll be like, Matthew.
Perfect guy.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mrs.
Kane. Sandoval tells Jax that he's being a jerk to Brittany.
I'm glad.
But I feel like this was another, like, the producer told him to say that so they could all have something to talk about.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, really?
At the table?
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm the expert. As much as I thought that not that I thought I was the expert, but I
thought that you were.
Right. As much as you thought I was the expert, I don't think I am because I don't really know. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never really witnessed Jax and Brittany's relationship.
Okay.
I do have to say, though, I was at Jax and Brittany's a few weeks ago, which I think I mentioned last week or the week before. Jax was not there. I was with Rachel and Brittany, and then a couple of the other girls came over. Brittany was one of the best hostesses ever. Like, she prepared food. Make yourself at home. Do you want a drink? Like, I had a Diet Coke, and I had a sparkling water, and then I had another Diet Coke, and she couldn't have been happier to make sure that I was all set and taken care of, and like a comfortable guest in her home. Mm-hmm. And I just have a feeling that, like, she made sure Rachel was okay, and they're like girls. Like, she doesn't need to, like, they're girlfriends. They don't need to, like, check in on each other, but she just wanted to make sure that we were good the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then when Stassi and Sheena got there, they made food in her kitchen and Brittany was helping out. Like, I definitely feel like Brittany would be thoughtful enough to make Jax a sandwich.
Yeah. And also, who cares? Like, she doesn't owe, if you want this arrangement to be with her that I'm paying all the bills, so I kind of expect you to do all these other things in return for me. Like, I'm out working and supporting you, so if you could support me at home, like, if they've had that conversation, fine. It seems like the issue is they've never had that conversation, and she didn't think that that would be expected of her, and not something that she would welcome either. It's kind of like, if you want to take care of your man, great. If you haven't had a conversation where he's like, please have food on the table by such and such a time,
and
like,
I'll buy you new boobs.
Right.
Right.
Like, it's like Ariana was saying, it's an old school gender role, misogynistic point of view to have.
I don't know what misogynistic, what, like, he massages people?
Jax thinks Brit's becoming a little L.A. I disagree.
Why? Because she, like, has some self-respect.
Right, exactly.
Sticking up for herself.
Disagree.
Side note.
Yes.
Mary Dudah 444 in the chat room.
Hey, girl.
Says, sounds bad. I say they sound and looked and act very gay.
That's my issue with, like, they would just every, like, they just sounded like teenage girls.
Who?
The
guys at the summer house.
Oh, yes.
The guys at the summer house. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Jackson. There's a huge crop of men out here in LA that sound and act like that to me, too. And then I'm like, it's just so not, like, manly to me. And, like, I don't want to, like, I'm not
and their outfits
to
didn't
that.
Help. They were like just like Ken and Bart. Like they were just like Ken dolls. Yeah.
There was one guy that I thought was gay, from the house summer house cast.
Okay.
And then he made a comment about implying that he was interested in women, and then I thought, oh, interesting, and then like it kept going, and he was so gay. I mean, I'm not saying that as an insult.
So your gaydar was like, no, you're gay.
Well, I thought, well, is he gay or is he straight? The one in the floral.
True. I kind of thought he might have been gay too, but I don't know. Because I didn't watch all the way through the Summer House episode. Yep. We had to run into the studio and
I just didn't know because I felt like he was like the girl's gay best friend.
Right, okay.
But then he's like talking about women, you know.
He didn't have much screen time, but, like, at the end, he kind of popped up at the end when they were, like, talking about
popped.
His turtle.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He had a pop.
He, like, swam over.
He sashayed over.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, my God. Ariana has made an amazing discovery as well amidst all of this on a lighter note. But, okay, so Lala has unfriended her on Instagram and Twitter. So not only has Lala frozen her out and not said why she couldn't come, didn't come, where she is, what's going on, she for no reason also unfriended and unfollowed her on Twitter.
Her only ally.
Like yes, her only ally. Very good point, Fern. Thank you very much.
To me, I feel like that was produced.
Okay.
Because Lala, when she was in the studio, said
she had shut her phone off.
Well, that she shut her phone off. Maybe she. Well, no, I don't know. She loves Ariana, though. That's what she said when she
was
in
like,
here.
Oh, I worship the ground she walks on.
Yeah,
something or she
all
hung
very
the
complimentary.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was just overproduced. Because if you are back in Utah with your phone off, you're not also unfriending people on social media for no reason. Interesting.
Maybe she unfriended her and then refriended her after they have, like, later on they'll have a conversation about it. maybe she unfriended her because she just was going to take the immature route and be like, I'm not going to apologize for not explaining why I didn't come and just quit my job and then
maybe
run away and not hear, talk to these people ever again. But it didn't work out that way.
I feel like Lala's more mature than that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right word that I'm looking for, but I feel like her decision-making process always seems to be on point.
Okay.
Well thought out, at least.
Okay.
So I don't know why she would actually unfriend her or unfollow her. She just seems like a smart girl to me.
I think in this episode, especially her conversation with Lisa, she seems, and we've all been there, confused. Like, she didn't have really a point of view. She seemed like a little all over the place. So she might have been going through a hard time where she was like, I'm going to quit. I'm going to defriend them all. And I'm never going to speak to any of them again because it hurts too much.
They're, good point. You know,
they make me feel bad. And then it didn't work out.
I felt bad for her when she started crying.
Yeah.
Because I believed them to be genuine tears.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I thought Lisa had a good point when she said you can't be provocative and a baby. Mm-hmm. Because that is what she does. It's, I'll be out there. I'll be myself. Don't come for me. And then she does get offended by when people push back to her energy.
Right.
So I thought Lisa had a great point in that moment, too.
Yep.
But I was shocked to see that Lala did not quit in this moment. I thought this was it. Based on what she told us when she visited in studio, that she quit the show, she went home to Utah, turned her phone off, and then we'll see her one more time. So I thought this was it, her saying, I quit. And apparently today she is not quitting.
Right.
I'm confused. Are we never going to see her again?
A little birdie told me that tonight was not her last episode.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. All right. We are severely running out of time, so I'm going to... Let's just blow through the rest of this. So basically, the drunk situation with Carl and Stassi was hilarious.
I think his name was.
Kyle?
Carl was like the one right across from her.
Carl was the dark, two names the dark-haired one, right?
Oh, God, I'm confusing. Yes. I'm confusing the which one's which.
Handsome one. Really handsome.
And right, Kyle was the blonder.
Who's the drunk Ken doll?
Kyle.
Okay, so Kyle has a major problem. Is so drunk, he cannot remember Stassi's name.
Oh, my God.
Calls her Steve Jobs. It was just the biggest disaster ever, and I thought it was so hilarious. The funniest thing I've seen on this show in weeks, if not all season.
My favorite line probably for the episode would go to her, to Stassi, when she was like, he insulted my clothing.
Oh, yes.
I love that. However she said it, I don't remember the exact quote, but like, you've done a lot of weird stuff, Kyle, to make me distant. But then you cross the line by going after my clothes. Because I do have to say, she's a spectacular dresser.
She worked that bikini. The bathing suit. I want it. She sold it to me. Okay.
And I felt really bad for her. Like, she's just broken up with someone. You always feel like there's nobody out there. Right. Then you meet, like, these drunk idiots, and it makes you even more depressed.
The way her face got, like, crazy when he was like, I see your nipple, when her face was like, forget it, I'm so done with you. That's so how I am and if a drunk guy ever tries to hit on me. I'm like evil queen.
He tried to high-five her, and she was like...
She was like, oh, no.
I feel bad for her.
Oh, my God, we have so much news and gossip. Let's...
Are we done with the episode?
We're done. Do you have any more thoughts?
No.
None? Nothing that you want to share?
Well,
share your feelings on this news and gossip.
Yes, I have talked to us.
So, today was a big day in Vanderpump Rules world online. Oh my God, so Sheena got interviewed by E! News a few hours before doing Watch What Happens Live. So this hit the internet at maybe like 1 or 2 this afternoon Pacific time. Talking all about what went wrong with her marriage with Mike Shea, and she did not hold back. Oh my God. She said things started falling apart only 3 months into the marriage. Shocker. Matthew's like, nope, not shocked.
No, I'm not. I'm not shocked.
I read the article too, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, you read it too? Okay. There's a lot of truth to all of the things that are out there about the marriage, which is the opposite of what they put out together as a statement. Mm-hmm. She revealed she did not have a prenup because she married someone she thought she could trust with their money. She said, ironically, she basically tried to say he cleaned out my bank account. They are not communicating on a regular basis. And she shaded his Snapchat saying, oh, he seems so happy on Snapchat. I just want him to be happy. Mm-hmm. So he must be posting a lot of, like, stuff trying to prove that he's doing great, and it's like one of those, when you recently break up with somebody, you do that crap. I don't know.
Wow.
He walked away from her the day a family member died. So she lost her uncle, she said. Later when the interviewer asked, can you elaborate on who you lost? She said her uncle, and then a great aunt and a close family friend died as well very shortly thereafter. So I don't know if that was the final day when he went missing that week or something that all that happened. All the paperwork is already signed and filed for the divorce. It's just waiting for it to go through the courts in California.
Right.
And she and Stassi are appearing on Watch What Happens Live, so maybe there will be some more questions answered. But that seems like she already answered everything.
I know.
She did say that she can't... She was not answering certain things, saying that we'll see it later this season. But that was a lot of information.
I know. Like, I thought the end... I was like, he's not drinking anymore. He's not doing drugs. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
But that explains a lot.
It does.
Like, money issues, not being supportive when someone died. Like,
yeah.
Those are...
I mean, the pills and the alcohol, I mean, seem like enough to tear people apart. But to know all this other stuff. Woo!
Matthew, I was like, so confused because
not news to me.
I was like,
this.
He cleaned himself up. Like, they should
Matthew,
be happy now.
Matthew, do you
now,
have
but,
any yes, insider info that you just have no reaction to this?
It's just the three of us.
I have no comment.
Oh, okay. Well, this is news
taking
to everyone else. But, news to everyone else but Matthew. The internet is today buzzing. What?
Let me ask you both.
Yes.
So there was that poll about would Tom and Katie last on Watch What Happens Live, and like 87% said no.
Correct.
Are you surprised that Sheena and Shay didn't last?
I'm going to say no because of what I saw last season. And also because I don't trust a relationship on reality television lasting, because I think what I've heard from so many people and experts and opinions, it's like your cracks in your relationship are so on display and get blown up so much more quickly than they would in real life. It kind of expedites a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm nervous for anybody who's married on reality television.
What about you?
Agree. But actually, I was surprised because I don't know. I think everything's fake sometimes. I'm like, I really thought like maybe his drinking wasn't that bad, his pills weren't that bad, and they were just doing it for TV, and that they really loved each other, and then they would be fine. So I was kind of shocked.
Yeah.
But then when she brings up this other stuff, those are things that could tear people apart.
Since they had been together so long and knew each other from high school, I thought that this was a real legit relationship. Like, but then seeing the problems they had in last season, I'm not surprised that they did ultimately end in divorce, especially everything that came out in the past few months.
Who do you think got the wedding photos from the CVS photo lab in the settlement?
Oh, my God. I hope she burned them in one of those, like, breakup fires.
On the canvas?
Oh, my. No comment.
What do you do with those?
Let's move... I don't know. God. Burn them?
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not in storage somewhere. Let's just...
Sign them and sell them on eBay.
Oh, genius. And donate it to charity. Or no, to herself, because she needs the money now.
Right.
There you go. Yeah. Genius. Another scandalous story coming to light today on the internet. Stassi called out Lala on Twitter earlier today. She's been in New York for days now, ahead of this Watch What Happens Live appearance. And it was earlier in the morning there when she called out a man named Randall. Say hi to Randall. So the internet kind of is abuzz with this being the mystery married man, the identity of the mystery married man. If you Google it, a lot comes up. So I kind of did a deep dive, and I don't want to give it too much life. But there's some photos and some things out there. And this guy is a movie producer from the movie, the Nicolas Cage movie, she told us she was had a role in. So interesting.
Major.
Now, at this point, it's still alleged, correct?
Correct, correct. And I haven't seen, like, absolute photo proof. One of the photos I saw that everyone's speculating on is a deleted photo from her account where the man's face is covered up by hands. But people are trying to say, oh, that looks just like this movie producer guy.
I'm glad you said alleged.
No one has any right. No one has any proof. This is Stassi trying to call her out for what the Vagina Mafia girls have been alleging this whole season.
I was on my phone last night, right before I got into bed.
Okay.
And I went on to Twitter, and I saw that Stassi had posted something where it was a screenshot of something that Lala had said about Tom
like
Schwartz.
Right, like a rude tweet.
That's right.
From Lala, yeah.
And so Stassi tweeted something, and then moments later it was gone. And I was like, where did it go?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I wanted to see more, and then I guessed that she had deleted it because, I don't know, 3 minutes later there was a new one, which is the one that's still up right now.
Okay.
Throwing, it says something different, but still throwing shade.
Yeah. Throwing a man's name into the mix.
Right, with the kiss.
Right, yeah. The kissing picture, yeah.
And people are obviously saying, it's not okay to slut shame and fat shame and what you're, I don't know, like you've taken it too far, essentially.
To Stassi.
Stassi's taking it too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Do you think
it's
she's
like
taking
she's
it too
already
far?
Quit. Yeah. Because just like she's already quit the show. Like, give it up. Like, you guys are so anti her. It gives it so much life. Like, get over it. Like, I don't think the world cares about what Lala's saying about Katie in the same way the world doesn't care about what Katie's saying about Lala. Like,
yeah.
Big deal. You guys are reality show characters that don't like each other.
Meanwhile, Katie hasn't said a word. Well, Katie's like, let Katie defend herself.
Right.
What are you, her mouthpiece?
Like, Stassi and Kristen hated each other, and Stassi slapped her on the face for the whole world to see. And they're friends again. Like, they give it too much life. It's like she's not worth all that.
Kristen slept with Stassi's boyfriend, and they're going cross country.
Oh, they die for each other now. Yeah,
right.
They give it too much life.
Yeah.
It's going too far.
And if Lala stuck around for another season, she and Stassi would probably be best friends at some point.
Exactly.
Just the way that
this
shows relationships.
Agreed. Agreed.
They do have a capacity to forgive. Pretty admirable.
Unfortunately, this I was trying to do a little deep dive on this to get some info on it. I didn't find any concrete evidence, obviously, either way. But this alleged man's Instagram account is now private, which it looked like it was probably a public one before because it's, like, announcing that, you know, I am so-and-so, comma, movie producer. And it's saying, like, his bio is, like, the names of the movies that he's produced that are coming out right now. So I don't know. Unfortunately, I hope it's not true. Unfortunately, the internet is really clinging onto this one right now. But one more story being reported that this is so silly. It's on one of those, like, super trashy, not real websites full of pop-up ads. Being reported that Britney escaped a troubled upbringing. Her mother left her father and filed bankruptcy and owes money to Bank of America and Macy's, and that her mom is now relocated to Los Angeles. Who doesn't owe money on their Macy's credit card right. into Bank of America? This is so, like, everybody else's real life to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it. Escaped troubled upbringing? Give me a break.
Right.
Everybody's parents are in debt. Everybody's in debt. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Well, here's a little tea.
Oh, Matthew!
Speaking of spinoffs, there is going to be a Jax and Britney spinoff.
Shut the front door.
Yes. I don't know when it's going to be released, but it is, it's TBD at the moment.
For Bravo. Okay.
I guess they're going to be the spinoff couple.
Oh, my God.
And
so, has this filmed already?
It has.
So maybe right at the conclusion of the season, they'll spin right into it?
Right, or maybe after Summer House. No, I don't know. I was just being funny about the Summer House part. But I think that it takes place in Britney's hometown.
In Kentucky.
Yeah, and it's kind of like L.A. meets Kentucky.
Oh, okay, like Green Acres.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Where the rich get their hands dirty on her territory.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I feel like
that might dispel the rumor that she's left the troubled upbringing because I believe that her family is part of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
That's all you
so
get.
We'll see just how troubled they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I really like her. I'm sure
I love her.
Falling.
She's a good egg. Any other thoughts on tonight's episode? Anybody? Any juice, gossip, tidbits, thoughts, feelings?
No.
Not really.
Yeah, this is kind of like a trash can episode to me.
I feel like it should be Summer House, like H-A-U-S.
Some house.
Yeah. Tune in on Bravo every Monday at 9 or whatever.
Yes. Matthew, can you do, like, fun, like, impressions of the Summer House cast on Instagram all week for us?
Sure.
Oh, my God. Do
you want me to do the other one?
It's yes, please. Free people. As we're getting ready to sign
we
off.
We both have Free People outfits on. Right, Kristen? We're both wearing the two pins.
I love you so much. It's so time to go. This pen exploded all over my gel nails. That'll be fun to get off.
Cue the music.
Oh, my God. Fern, where can we find you live online?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and my website, fernronay.com.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Maybe tonight I'll snap trying to get this pin off of my nails. Love you guys. We'll see you next week, hopefully for a much more exciting episode. Yes. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Free people!
'Cause views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.